All right, let's go to Parliament now, where Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan has appeared before the joint standing of the joint sitting, in fact, of the Standing Committee on Public Accounts and the Committee of Public Enterprises in Parliament, talking SAA. And I mean, recently government has been criticized for interfering in the business rescue process at this troubled airline. Remember, even the president spoke out against that decision by the rescue practitioners to cancel all domestic flights except the Johannesburg Cape Town route, with government agreeing with unions that this would impact negatively on the economy and lead to job losses. EWN reporter Baba Lendenza was listening through that appearance by the Public Enterprises Minister in that committee. Baba, look, good afternoon. Thanks for your time. What update has the minister given on that rescue process at SAA?
Yes, hi, Clement. The minister basically told the members of the two committees that were sitting today that, you know, the business rescue practitioners are still busy formulating the business rescue plan. So they are, you know, currently doing these, you know, various investigations on how to, you know, approach the airline. So the practitioners themselves, you know, members of the committee wanted to actually hear from the business rescue practitioners who are, you know, Mongani Nkasana was one of them, was there, accompanied by the joint rescue practitioner, Sivir Dongwana. But they didn't utter a word because, you know, the minister said, no, he would take the questions. They are still busy with the plan. Once they are done with that plan, it will become a public document. And it will be at that point where, you know, the business rescue practitioners, you know, can answer direct questions from members of parliament, you know, in a public setting. But he did, you know, say that business rescue is ongoing. But, you know, liquidation is a last resort, because liquidation was an option put on the table. But they figured that liquidation would lead to a lot of, you know, job losses. And that was a dire consequence that the minister says they're trying to prevent, which is why this rescue operation is so important, you know, to save not only the airline, but also those employed by the airline.
Yeah. Have they said anything about the, you know, SAA's financial records? Because the troubled airline has really been struggling to submit their financial records for some time now.
Yes, indeed. I mean, you know, at the beginning of the meeting and at the end of the meeting, that did become an issue. Annual financial statements, a number of MPs, you know, from all parties raised the issue of the AFS that has not been tabled since the 2016-2017 financial year. But the minister says, you know, there is a legal, you know, the UDMs, called it a loophole, you know, where, you know, if you feel that the business is not doing very well and it's under business rescue, you know, there's really nothing forcing you to table these annual financial statements. You can table them once, you know, you are satisfied that the business is no longer a going concern and, you know, the business rescue is, in fact, working. So the minister is giving an assurance that, you know, these annual financial statements are really not being held back deliberately by SAA or the shareholder. It's just a matter of the business rescue process that is, you know, keeping them at bay.
Baba Lendenza, thank you so much for your time. EWN reporter there.